Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for answered prayers. Amen. Okay. I'm hoping everyone is doing well. Hopefully, I'm going to share something that I have on my heart with you this evening, maybe tomorrow evening. And it's going to be very important that you learn whatever it is I'm about to talk to you about, and you start to put it into practice. You know, many of us are going to be tremendous blessings now and in the years ahead. And this mentality is needed to help us get to wherever God has called us to get to. Unfortunately, there are people, I believe not here, who might not attain the heights, or who might not reach out to the depths that God will have them reach out to, because of their mentality and then their words. So there was a man that was told that he was not going to do well. Not because he was not blessed, but because he was not stable. He had the might, he was the beginning of his father's strength, he had the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power, but he was told that he was not going to do well. Genesis chapter 49 verse 3 and 4 in KJV and in NIV. So this was a guy called Reuben. And I pray that there are no Reubens in this place, and you will not become a Reuben. So Reuben is that guy who happens to be the firstborn. He says in Genesis 43, verse 9, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Then he now goes on to say, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. Reuben, thou at my firstborn. You're the one that should be exalted amongst all of the sons. You are full of might. You are the beginning of my strength. the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. But the issue is that you are unstable as water. You are turbulent as the waters. And for that reason, you are not going to excel. You're not going to do well. You see, I'm going to get on right into what the exact word is, unstable. But taking it as just presents, there are certain times where individuals are unstable. They can't make a decision. They can't say that this is what I'm doing. They can't say that this is where I belong. Unstable as water. There's a continuous turbulence. Today I'm red. When it becomes difficult, I'm black. Today I'm white. But tomorrow I'm likely to be brown. I don't know what to do. You hear people say, don't talk like that. I'm confused. I'm not really sure if this is what I'm supposed to do. You see, the beginning of not doing well, it starts with being unstable. Yes, it starts with being unstable. It starts with being unstable. It starts with not knowing where to actually stand. It means you're not going to do well. It starts with not knowing where you are. Today you want to be a doctor, tomorrow you want to be an architect, tomorrow you want to be an engineer, tomorrow sound engineer. The next time you are studying ICT. Instability is the beginning of not excelling. Today you are a Christian, tomorrow you are a part-time Christian. The next time you are not a Christian, you are now trying to understand, is Christ really real or not? In 1 year, you've moved from being a Christian to a part-time Christian, then to a no Christian at all, and then trying to come back into part-time Christianity and then a Christian. Today you are praying, tomorrow you are not praying. You are studying, tomorrow you are not studying. You are enthused about doing something, tomorrow you are not enthused about doing it. There is a certain kind of an instability that yields not excelling or you not doing well. Today you are apostle, tomorrow you are prophet, tomorrow archbishop. Evangelist, the next week. You say, Pastor, please, I've had this. God has spoken to me to follow you and to be with you. Next 2 months, you are with another apostle. Next 5 months, you are with another prophet. You see, it's a sign that somebody is not going to do well. And sometimes when I see it, I see that this person will not do well. Because there is turbulence. And when there is turbulence, you cannot really excel. You can't do well. And you see that it's working. You are happy. It's not working with the business you started. Meanwhile, God told you, God laid it on your heart that thing is going to work. It's been difficult. when would you make up your mind to be stable? You are stable. Today is Christ Family. Tomorrow is Apostle Rock and Fire. Tomorrow is Brimstone and Minerals. When would you make up your mind that, see, I'm going to make a decision that this is where I'm going to be, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is where I'm going to be found, and I'm going to be giving my all to this thing? Yes. Say, I'm going to school next year. Next day, can you say, no, I'm going to learn how to sew. Next day, no, I'm going to learn how to draw architectural buildings. You alone, you've changed professions like 3 years. When are you going to learn to be stable? Now, it's in your stability that you are going to excel, not in being reckless and unbridled. No, it's in being stable. You are seated in a place. You are there in a place. Constant as the sun. It shines at this time and it disappears at that time. Constant as it's shining. Imagine if one day you wake up and then the sun doesn't shine. We're all waiting 8 a.m. It does not show. 6 a.m. It does not show. 7, 9. It does not show. Go and say, today the sun is not shining. The sun says no. Today I decided to go on a holiday, so there will be no shining in the earth. Even when the sun is going on an eclipse, it informs us and we are aware that, okay, there's an eclipse. People check and then they get to realize, okay, there's an eclipse. Because an eclipse has a very key constancy. There's a time frame to the happening of an eclipse. So Reuben, the reason why you not do well is because you are not stable. Do you know how many times I've had to pray for people and they were not well, and I still had to believe God? You just pray for one person, two people, because they didn't get well. You're saying that you are suspecting that the miracles are not. It's not. You are unstable. You are unstable. You have a very weak resolve. And that's why, you see, there are few anointed, really, really anointed men. Because it's not that much easy to believe something even when you're not seeing it. Yes. To hold on to it and say, no, this thing that God's word said, it's true. It's true. Whether anything happens, it's true. It's true. It's true. And then you start to find out answers why it happened that way. That's how to do well. You prayed, you went for a meeting, you wanted to see and know. It's like it didn't really flow well. But you say, no, I let me change. This thing is too... That's how it is. That's how it is. So when we can find you, stick to it and say that this thing, I'm going to stick to it. Stable. Now, verse 2, pay attention to it. He had might. It means he was physically strong. He even attests that he is the beginning of his strength. He had the excellency of power. But he was unstable as water. He says, you will not excel. You will not excel. You cannot excel. Now, more to the story, that instability represents like an unbridled license for activities of the flesh, because he went up into his father's bed. Then he defiled it. But the truth of the matter is that he's not really sure if he's really in the God of Israel that says that do not have anything to do with your father's wife. Don't go and sleep with your father. He says, no, I want to sleep with her. Unstable. He calls that unstable as water. And the result of being unstable as water is that you are not going to reach that maximum self that you should reach, that God has marked you to reach. But I see you becoming stable. Like when you make a decision, you are stable. You are not confused about it. You are not thinking about it again. You are not reviewing the decision. It's like you are not really sure. You are confused. I don't know whether I should become this or I should. No, stable as water. I mean, stable. Not as water, because water is turbulent. So stable. Still. Consistent. Flowing every time. Some of you started, you joined the ministry, you started growing spiritually, you saw that there was something good that is happening. Somebody just came to tell you that, you see, and these people are, and you did not pay attention because you are unstable. You are not stable. So anything that comes just blows you away like wind. It blows you away like wind. You just believe anything that you hear. Somebody just chastises. But you forget that people chastise every ministry that comes up. They're saying they're teaching wrong things. They are doing that. But you are growing. You are praying. You are growing in discipleship. You are evangelizing. You don't pay attention to all of these things. You are flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. What is more than this? They now come and say that it's because you are not teaching this. But other things. Why don't you look at other things? Look at other things. People are praying. They are getting healed. Miracles are happening. Things are happening. Lives are changing. People are becoming more firm. They are becoming more bold. You didn't look at all those things. Just say, they are teaching salvation or what. Unstable. You are unstable. That's why you can be tossed to and fro. You are moved here and there. Moved here and there. It's like today you hear that we are doing this. You move there. We are doing this. You come back here. But you forgot that you were growing. You forgot that your prayer life was becoming better. You forgot that you were beginning to have rugged faith for miracles and the things of the Spirit. You forgot everything and you just followed one clean chastising. You just followed it. How about the other things? How about the other things? Unstable. As water. And because of that, you will not excel. Oh, Reuben, you cannot excel. Even though it looks like God has called you, even though it looks like you are mighty, even though it looks like there's an excellency of dignity, even though it looks like there's an excellency of power, because of that instability, you cannot do well. By the time I'm done with this teaching, you will be stable, because I'll give you phrases that you always say to answer people who want to make you unstable, and things that come to your mind that make you unstable. I'm going to mention them, for I wrote them down. You have answers for everything. You will not be unstable any longer. Your mind is going to be fixed. Yeah. It's good to listen to advice and to change your mind and to do. But me, when I make up my mind carefully, it's very difficult. Yeah, only God. Yeah, when I make up my mind, oh, unless God comes with eraser, either I change it, then I'll now say, okay, Lord, I'm. But aside that, you'll be shocked that I don't have any, and I'll never regret it. Yes. A firm resolve, stable. You've heard of many billionaires in US dollars and trillionaires in other currencies, and millionaires in US dollars who had small companies. The company had a potential to be great. The company had a potential to do well. Team members are saying, let's sell the company. Because Google wants to buy the company at $1 million. Meanwhile, there's something that can be a trillion times more than what you are selling off. Yes. And people who were unstable, just let's just sell it for $10 million US dollars. They sell it, and then the next 5 to 10 years, the thing becomes 100 times more and 1,000 times more. They were not stable. If they were stable, they would be able to keep what idea it is that they have and not sell it off. Yes. That's how you are going to be a very great man of God. But because of your instability, you see, because of your instability, you don't know. You're just tossed to and fro. You are here today, tomorrow. You believe this, tomorrow. You believe that. I said, no, you don't. You can't. I was speaking to someone. I said, this person is an unstable person and it will cost the person. I told the person, this person is an unstable. It will cost the person. It will cost the person. Yeah. Unstable. The person is unstable. The person does not know where the person belongs. It will cost you. Yeah, it will cost you. I'm not the one saying it. The Bible says, unstable as water, you cannot. Today you are here. Tomorrow you are there. Tomorrow you believe in this. Tomorrow you say this. Okay. Have you seen that? My message has been the same. Yes, the same gospel. I'm not unstable. If there are things to add, there are things that you add because of growth. But the foundations are the same. The same seeing and knowing. The same thing. The same miracles. Maybe there was an addition of quite some miracles. But it's still the same. It's a build-up. Not instability. Not confused about anything. Not confused about anything. I'm not confused about anything. The same thing we started doing is the same thing we are doing today. The same meetings we have are the same things we are doing today. Just additions. That's what they send me the list of every meeting we have. And it's going to be the same for the years to come. They say, well, there's nothing to change. There's nothing to change. There are only additions to be made. There's nothing to change. There's no, let's clean this, let's wipe this, let's cancel it, let's do that. There's nothing to change. The same thing. Christ family is the same Christ family. Yes. God told me it's time to change it to international. And I decided to. I'm going to show it to you how I changed the name. Or how I got the name. Yes. It was at dawn. I was praying outside somewhere. And the Lord led me to a place. He said, look. And I looked and I saw it there. And he took me to another place. And he said, look. And I looked and I saw it there. International. Two different places. I don't know these places. Yes, I want you to change it to this. Unstable as water. You cannot excel. Cannot excel. Do you like this boy? Tomorrow you like that boy. Tomorrow, when are you going to make up your mind which one exactly it is that you like? Which one? Which one do you really like? You like this girl tomorrow. Tomorrow you like this girl. You're falling in love with this. Which one? Which one do you want? Which one do you love? Unstable as water. You cannot excel. So you're going to make up your mind. Are you listening? And you're going to settle in. When you say, I want to do this, you gather all your strength together and you move in that direction. Fully. No pulling back. No nothing. Just fully in that direction. You're not looking to the back. Who is doing what I'm doing? What they are doing, is it working like what I'm doing? No, it's just that you have made up your mind that this is what I'm going to do. I'm not saying that don't change your mind. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that when you make up your mind based on the things that you know are right to do, do not look back. So the reason why Reuben is not going to excel is that he was unstable. So your common promotion is what would try to take you out of your service to God. No, be stable. Don't stand in front of people and stutter because they are giving you opportunities. Be stable. Be stable. Be stable. When you make a decision, have a firm resolve. Be stable. Go for it. So I'm going to be giving you phrases that you keep on your lips every time to keep you stable. Every time. Now what I'm going to say, some people say that I'm extreme, but I don't really care what you say. I'm going to teach you what you should have on your lips so that you can be stable. Especially when you know that this is where God is leading me to. This is what God has told me to do. This is where God has planted me. This is my pastor. This is my teacher. This is where I'm going to be. You're going to be stable. Nobody can change it. Number one, All things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. You see, if you take these things I'm telling you seriously, I'm not saying that you are just jumping into the dark. No, I'm saying that after God has spoken to your heart, He has confirmed it to you via your pastor, the counsels that have been given, all things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. Hey, you want to serve God in the ministry? So it is possible with God. It's possible with God. This is all things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. Once I'm going with Him, it is very possible. All things are possible with God. I have God. It's possible. And you fail that exam. You've already failed or something. All things are possible with God. Let's put all things are possible with God. All things are possible. Things are possible. Yeah. All things are possible. All things, God, all things are possible. So, are you sure you are going to do this? Say, yes, I'm doing it. All things are possible. All things are possible with God. Don't forget these words. I told you, they are going to be short teachings. All things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. After you have had firm results on the things that God has spoken to you about, you have a leading, you've discussed it with your pastor, the go-ahead has been given, all things are possible. It's possible. See? All things are possible. All things are possible. Don't forget, oh. You're going to make that application, you will not get it. You know, no, don't be unstable. All things are possible. All things are possible with God. Let's just have that. All things are possible. You see, that company will not pick you. No, all things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. With God, all things are possible. And remember, I'm saying what I'm saying within a certain context. And that's when you are sure that the Word of God authenticates it. The Spirit of God is leading you in that direction. But it looks very obscure. You don't really know how it will end. All things are possible with God. Number two, let's give it a try. Let's give it a try. Let's give it a try. Say, hey, nobody has ever done this. Let's give it a try. And when we say let's give it a try, it's not like you are going with the attitude or mentality of to try. No, you are going with the attitude of a mentality to do. So, you're going to be quick to be saying that all things are possible with God. Let's do it. Say, discipleship, all things are possible with God. Say, this thing, nobody has ever done it in this world. Or, hey, let's give it a try. Say, and Ghana, ministries are not very big. And ministries are not in every nation. Christ family, let's do it. Let's do it. It can happen with us. All things are possible with God. With God, it's possible. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible. I'm telling you. Let's do it. Let's try it. Let's give it our best. So nobody has ever gotten all this number of A's. No. Let's do it. Let's give it a try. All things are possible with God. Let's give it our best. So they are a youthful church. They have a young pastor. He's not even really, really experienced. He has no pastor. Hey. Let's do it. Let's give it a try. And let's try a young pastor. Let's follow a young pastor. Let's serve God together. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. Let's do it. Let's do it. I told you. I was telling you. I didn't tell you. I told somebody. Dr. Mensah Otterbell started full-time ministry when he was 20, 24 to 25. 23 to 24. Bishop Dark started ministry when he was 25. Reverend Ajinasari started ministry when he was 26. Why can't I start when I'm 25 or 20? Why can't I start? Let's do it. Why can't I start if I'm just 20? What? Why can't I do it? Why can't I start at that time? If they all started at that time, why can't I? No, let's give it a try. Let's do it. 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 You are just a very fiery mouse. And everything, you are just afraid. Afraid of everything. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Oh, you are quiet and you are listening to me and saying, what is this person saying? Don't listen and be listening to me saying, what is he saying? Give it. Give it your best. Give it your best. There's nothing. The third one. I have nothing to lose. I have nothing to lose. That's the third one. I have nothing to lose. The third one is actually going to be in context. So listen carefully. See, let me tell you something. Many of you, including myself, we are all nothing. In fact, all of us without God, we are nothing. Yes, we are nothing. We are nothing. Yes, it will just take you a split second to know that you are nothing. Yes, you are nothing. I am nothing without God. I would say that in the context with God, but without God, we are all nothing, useless entities. We are nothing without God. I don't know about you, but when you say, "Oh, I'm something," without God, I can't. You are nothing, my brother. You are nothing. Without God, you are nothing. Yes. Yes. So, oh, my family is wealthy and we have this. I'm telling you, you are nothing. It will take like 5 minutes for you to lose all of those wealth. Ask Job, he will tell you. In a single day, everything was bent down. In a single day, he lost all his cattle. In a single day, everything was lost. So when we talk about God and serving Him and living your life for Him, there's nothing actually to lose. Yes. Yes. The first time I saw a dead body, I don't know, but that wisdom came to me that, you are nothing. I don't know that you are nothing. It came to me. You are just a piece of container. Just a piece of container. It's just a piece of container. I was telling someone sometime that you see the earth. The earth can fit into the sun 1,000,000 times. This earth, it can fit in there 1,000,000 times. The sun is way bigger than the earth. Can swallow the earth in and out. And you are in the earth. And God created the sun. He created the sun. He created Jupiter. He created Mars. He created Venus. He created all of the Neptune. He created all of this place. Pluto. He created all these planets. Now you are the one inside the earth. One of it. That is not even big. Even in the earth, when you look at certain mountainous structures and you look at the seas, you should be scared. Then this is when they drop you in the middle of the sea, you can't even do anything. And you are in the earth. The earth can fit so many times into the sun. And He created the earth, He created the sun. And there are stars that are way bigger than the earth. Can fill the earth. Can fill the earth space 1,000,000,000 times. One star. One star. You are inside this small human. created by God, then you now say, I'm something. You are nothing without God. So when it comes to living for God and serving God and doing what He wants you to do, there's not that much to lose. There's not, you have nothing to lose. I'm going to serve God. And that's why I teach you many things with a lot of wisdom by the special grace of God. Yes. So I know I'm not speaking out of context with this matter, because there are other things I've told you. Okay, handle it like this. Okay, do it like this. Okay, do it like this. So it's still the same. It's a balanced equation. When it comes to making a decision to follow God and to serve God and to walk with Him, I want you to have this. I'm really nothing. And when I came back from my grandfather's funeral, I saw that I was nothing. I was asking my mother, I said, is this only our family? She said, yes, that's our family. I said, I'm really nothing. Is this only our family? My family is a small family, like the family of David or Saul. Small family. You can just sit on us and we are all gone. You can't even find us again. It's a very small family. I asked my mother, is this the whole family? She said, this is the whole family. I said, I laughed. I said, I'm really nothing. I'm nothing. Oh. Nothing. Maybe some of you have large families and all, but me, I'm nothing. I don't know about you, but I think I'm nothing. Because when I saw my family, and they were very little, my mother, my siblings, whatever. It's like, is this all of them? It's like, this all of them. Yes. Yes. Nothing. It's just that they know a lot of people. Yeah. So a lot of people came and they were around, and David said it was one of the biggest funerals they had seen. But I told them, you are nothing. You are nothing. Without God, you are nothing. Yes. So you need to have that in your mind. You say, serve God, give this, do this, do this. He said, no, please, let's be humble. Next word to have on your lips. The same God will do it for me. Jesus the same today. Or yesterday, today and forever. The same God, He will do it for us. So Christ family, the same God that did it for Christ Embassy, He will do it for us. The same God that did it for First Love, He will do it for us. The same God that did it for whatever, He will do it for the same God. The same God. It's not a different God. It's not a different God. It's not a different God. The same God, He will do it for us. Yes. The same God that made whoever, the same God will do it for us again. That same God, He will do it for us. Yes. The same God who helped your uncle, who is whatever, He will help you too. He will help if you don't. That's the firm resolve I want you to have. That the same, He will help us. Sometimes I say that the same God that helped T.L. Osborne, He will help me. He's my God. He will help me. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. He's the same forever. The same God that helped Kenneth E. Hagan, that same God, He will help me. He will help me. The same God that helped them pass their exam, that helped this person excel, that same God will help you. So why don't you tighten up your seatbelt and face it very squarely? Yes. The same God. The same God, I'm telling you, the same God. If I pray and I trust God the same way I trust, they'll do it. The same God. It's just when we are lazy about them, we just flick the responsibility on Him and we try to make it seem like He's not doing anything. But the same God will help you. Yeah. Yeah. God is no respecter of persons. What He will do for another, He will do for you under the same conditions. If the conditions are met, He'll do it for you. The same God, He will do it for us. He's the same today, he's the same tomorrow, he's the same forever. Do it for us. He'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. He'll do it for you. So these are things that will not make you unstable as water. Unstable. You are not, it's like you are here today, you are here tomorrow. The same God. The next phrase, even if no one helps me, I'll do it. Yeah. Even if no one helps me, I'll do it. Even if no one helps me, I'll do it. Say, yes. So, hey, it's like you are the only person discipling this. Even if no one, I'll do it. So nobody's going for evangelism, but if you are, even if nobody helps me, I'll do it. Or even if no one is with me, I'll do it. Even if nobody's with me, I'll do it. I was telling someone, I told the person that, hey, there are some decisions I'll never regret them. Yes, I'll never regret them. Yes, I'll never regret those decisions. I keep them on my mouth every time. I'll never regret those decisions because in my lifetime, I was able to make a decision on what I wanted to do. Yeah, I see that as great success. Yes, great success. It might be hard. Nobody might be on your side. Nobody might be listening to you. Nobody might be saying that, oh, but that is what at least you have on your heart, and that is what God is telling you to do. So even if nobody stands with you, don't be somebody that wants people to stand with you. Let me tell you something. It's one of the pitfalls, or one of the reasons why anybody is going to fall, is that they always want people to stand by them and pamper them and say, you are on the right path, you know, you are blessed, you know, you are doing it, you know. That's the when you have a lot of things like that, you are not really serious. Many of the things that will bring groundbreaking changes to your life, and many of them, not all of them, many of them, you have to stand alone. No, but it's like they will not even want to be with you. Yes. Ask anybody who has started something big as to whether whatever it is they wanted to do, they have people standing and cheering them. Yay, you are doing it. You are doing it. You are doing it. Oh, you are doing it. Oh, you are doing it. No. You see, almost everybody will be against you. So that's why when you finally are very whatever, you see, everybody starts coming around because everybody likes to celebrate something that works and something that is good. So you have to learn how to do it ahead. Even if you don't stand with me, I respect it. But see, I will not give up on this thing. Even if nobody helps me, I'll do it. Yeah. I made up my mind in the ministry. Even if nobody helps me, I'll still serve God. I'll still serve God. Even if nobody tells me that. Let me tell you, some of you should be encouraged. You should be encouraged. We all have never looked like men of God. We have never looked like men of God. Nobody sees me anywhere except by, you know, the anointing. He looks like a man of God. No. It's quite recently I was telling someone that there's a certain glory God adds to your life as you stay faithful with Him. Then when you stand in the midst of people, they can sense God on you. But aside that, before that, it was not like that. It was not like that. I've been in town on two different occasions, and people walked to me, knelt down. But I've never met them from anywhere. And their thing is that, please pray for me. They've not seen my flyer anywhere. They've not seen me and do anything. Yes. But that's also another sort of a level. But before that, nobody thought I would become anything important following God or serving God. They just told me to go to school and find something to do. Yeah, go to school. You look like an academician, somebody who study a lot, somebody who can study and do what. Just go to school. That's what will help you. And scholarships and all of those will be prophesying scholarships and I say, okay. I'm not saying you are not seeing right, but okay. Okay. So even if nobody believes in me, even if nobody helps me, even if nobody talks to me, even if nobody comforts me, even if nobody... get up and stop comforting and wanting people to comfort you and wanting people to surround you and wanting people to pat your back and say, well, you are on the right path. Hey, you don't get that when you are actually on the right path. Oh. No, you don't get that. When you are actually on the right path, you don't get that. You don't get pats on the back and you don't get sweet moments. Now the resistances will be from your parents, will be from your friends, your immediate friends you left behind. They'll be telling you, it's not this, it's not that, it's not this, it's not that. No, even if nobody helps me out, this thing, I'll do it. Yeah. And I sat down and I counted the cost. If you do this, you can be poor. If you do this, it can do this. If you do this, you can do this. I saw everything, saw myself in everything. I said, okay, even if no one helps me, I will still do it. Even if no one helps me, you can be this. Okay, I've seen all of them. I've weighed the cost. I've counted it. Even if no one helps me, I'll still do it. Don't forget, the same God will do it for me. Yes, the same God will do it for me. Let's give it a try. Without any fear, we're going to do it. Let's give it a hand. And no, I have nothing to lose. I have nothing to lose. Next thing, I have no time for opposition. I have no time for opposition. It means that there are people who will oppose you, who will fight you. You are like this. You are like that. You are turning into this. You are turning into just. I have no time for opposition. There's no time. We don't have that much time, Christ family. We don't have much time for opposition. No time for opposition. When we see that somebody is fighting us or somebody is against what we are doing, somebody just go ahead and keep doing. You see, opposition, it has a time frame with which it lasts. It does not last. Opposition doesn't last. Get results. The results will speak for you. You don't need to talk. You don't need to argue. You don't need to say this. Get the results. When you see things happening, then you see that opposition now say, oh, you know, we thought it was not there, we thought it was not right to do this and do that. We thought you were wrong. We don't have time for opposition. We don't have time for opposition. So don't have time for people that oppose you. To waste time on them is to waste time doing what you have to do. Reverend Onan Nkashi has a story one time where they had organized a program on a certain campus and people had gathered themselves to speak against the people, to tell them that, oh, these people, they were teaching wrong things and wrong doctrines and all of that. They are not, they are anti this, they are anti that, anti this. And he went for the meeting. A hall that was supposed to be full. It was only the key members that were there. They were less than 10 or so. Yes, nobody came for the meeting. So they said the 10 or whatever, they climbed on the stage to hold the meeting that was supposed to be for a hall that they had paid for. And Reverend told them, he said, I remember, he said, you see the same hall, we'll fill it up in a couple of years. And he said, in a couple of years, they actually filled up the hall. And the whole place was jammed. But that was the place where they had opposition. That was the place where they failed. That was the place where it didn't go up. Or it didn't go on. Yeah. So do not have time for opposition. Don't have time for opposition. When you see someone opposing, don't let your heart say, why are they opposing? Why is she opposing? Why is he opposing? Why is he saying? No, don't have time. Just go ahead and do what you are asked by your pastor to do. And let's forge on with whatever it is we have to get. Don't have time sobering over people opposing what you have to do. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. The next thing, keep this on your lips. God will help me. God will help me. God will help me. All things are possible let's give it a try. I have nothing to lose. Even if no one helps me, I'll do it. Yes. Yes. God will help us. And God will help me. Say, this thing you've been doing it. Say, no, God will help me. Say, even if it has worked for someone, it will work for me. If it has worked for someone, it will work for me. Yes. It has worked for someone to work for me. Let's give it a try. All things are possible. I have nothing to lose. Even if no one helps me, I'll do it. It has worked for someone to work for me. Don't be afraid. And don't see. Let me tell you something. I believe that when we mature, we're going to look back at the things we should have confidently done that we did not do. And we dragged our feet and did not. No, let's put that. Let's explore to the fullest. We have God's word. That's why I'm teaching you God's word every time. Don't wait till you are 30 before you want to see and know. Start seeing and knowing now. Don't wait till you are 30 before you don't say, now I'm 30, so I want to lay my hands on Jesus. Or I want to lay my hands on Moses. No, you can start now. Start now. Don't wait till it's that time. Don't wait till you say, oh, when I grow small, I'll start writing songs. Start now. Start now. Don't wait till when you say, I now want to do this. Start now. There's nothing to lose when you start now. Yes, it's one of the mentalities I have. Start now. There's nothing to lose when you start. At least that's what you want to do. Start now. Next thing, a phrase you should have on your lips too as well when you are encountering unstable situations. It's not too late. It's not too late. Say, go back to school. It's late. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late to start studying your Bible. It's not too late to start reading the Word of God. These are how things make you unstable. It's not too late. There's nothing too late. It's not too late. So you have to say to yourself that everything that I have to do right now, it's not too late. I'll go ahead and do it. It's not too late. Tell yourself it's not too late. It's not too late. Don't have a mentality that just says it's late. It's too late to do this. It's not too late. It's not too late. You have a doctorate degree, you want to go back to school and do another thing. It's not too late to do another doctorate. It's not too late. You'll be shocked that 6 years will come again right now. It's not too late. Not too late. Another thing, let's start now. Phrase to have on your lips. Let's start now. Everything you want to do, start now. Let's start now. Let's start now. Christ family, let's start now. Let's start now. Let's not wait. Let's start now. Everything, let's start now. Start now. Let's start now. Say, let me wait tomorrow. I'll do it. No, don't have tomorrow. Now. Everything now. When you have a leading on it, respond now. 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 You have a leading on it now. You have a leading on it now. Let's start now. Let's evangelize now. Let's flow in the things of the Spirit now. Let's be giving fully to the work of the ministry now. Let's not say because of my job, because of the... No, now. 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 Another very powerful phrase you need to have on your lips. Let's keep moving. You see, because you get to areas of your life, man, you want to stop. But you tell yourself, let's keep moving. No matter what, let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. Let's keep. Don't stop. Don't say that. Oh, I'm that. No, keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Don't stop. Keep moving. Keep going. Keep going at whatever it is you're doing. Just keep moving. Don't ever say that I have stopped. Keep moving. And I see people try to flow in the spirit and they just give up. I just feel pity for them. One of the most interesting gifts of spirit is the seeing and knowing. You have every avenue to say that, hey, this thing, I'll not do it again. Yeah, you have every avenue to say that. Like at the point in time, your heart will just say, nah, let me not take this thing seriously. Yeah, let me not take it seriously. Because you go to meetings, God will move powerfully. You go to another meeting, it's like he's talking, it's like he's not talking. You want to minister, it's like he's not. You have to keep moving. Have to keep moving. Keep moving. Close your eyes to all of those things and those hindrances and keep moving. When you lay your hands on the sick and they are not well, find the next sick person and lay again. Don't just say that you are tired. You want to just give up on something. You just want to give up. Keep moving. Don't forget this, eh? Yes, in the ministry, keep moving. Say, my disciples, they are not really multiplying. No, you are looking at the wrong thing. You have to keep moving. That's what you have to do. Just do. Just take your eyes off the distractions and keep moving. You see that at the right time, you see that there's going to be a certain kind of an increase there that's going to hit your work and you'll be amazed of how it happened. But you need to keep moving. Keep moving. Don't stop. Let me see, 16. I'm almost getting to 10 years of prophesying. Almost 10 years of prophesying. Maybe 10 years. Yeah, you see me like that. Yes, but I still keep moving, you see? And there are still greater depths, greater. You keep moving. Yes, I didn't start today. What do you think? Oh, he just started yesterday. Oh, he just did the miracles. He started this. I've kept on moving. Even when it didn't look like there was nothing to show. Nothing to show. There was nothing to show. You couldn't even see whether you are sure about when you are seeing. You are not even sure. But you keep at it. I remember there were times where I used to prophesy. I used to prophesy in colors. That's how I used to prophesy. Said, I see that your favorite color is this. They say, yes, my favorite color is. But I had to keep moving. I had to keep doing it. That was what all I could see. Only colors. 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 But you have to keep moving. Yeah. I was also listening to Reverend Gilbert. Some of you, I sent you to the account. And he has been prophesying for almost 30 years. And I said, hey, 30 years. 30 years of prophesying, it cannot be the same. So you have to keep moving. Keep moving. Discipleship, it will be way better than you anticipated. It will be way better than you anticipated. It will be way better. Ministry will be way better than you anticipated. You have a firmer grip on it, but you need to keep moving. 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 You need to continue. Don't stop. Say, hey, this thing has just happened. It's supposed to break you down, my brother and sister. Keep moving. Oh, this unfortunate thing happened in the family. It's supposed to tear you off. Move you off into something. No, don't stop. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Say, this thing didn't work out well. Just keep moving. Just keep. Don't worry. Just keep moving. Keep moving. Let's start now. Let's give it a try. All things are possible with God. Even if no one helps me, I'll do it. The same God will do it for me. If it has worked for someone, it will work for me. Those are strong resolves you need to have. My favorite one. I will never give up. Don't give up. Oh. You'll be amazed what you can become if you never give up. Yeah, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. You'll be amazed what God can make you if you never say that you are going to give up. And the last one, let's make the change now. When you realize that you are something that God does not want you to become, make the changes. Don't just sit down and say, look at me, my character has been like this for 13 years, for the last 15 years of my life. No, once you realize that it's not good, you start to clean and erase, and then you make changes, buy correction fluid if eraser will not work, and put the white thing on it and start rewriting again. Don't sit down and just say that, this is how weak, poor old thing, this, that. Let's make the change now. I've seen that I'm falling into something that is not too good. Let's make the change now. Hey, Pascal, sit down with yourself. Make the change now. Lucia, sit down with yourself and make the change now. Emmanuel, with yourself, say, this thing is not good. We've seen that from God's word, it's not good. Make the change now. Don't wait till tomorrow next. Make the change now. Say, I easily become angry. Make the change now. Oh, Christ family, this thing seems not to be moving the way we want it to move. Let's make a swift change. You see, you say, okay, we are starting services in the morning. You see, services are at 9 or 10. You see, at 9 or 10, you say, okay, let's start services at 2 p.m. You say, 2 p.m. We've not ever seen any church having services at 2 p.m. Hey, make the change now. Whatever it will, just adjust yourself and make the change now so that you can become somebody that can move forward. Make the change now. Don't forget. Make the change now. Sometimes when people see me, you know, for the people who are very free around me, I make them feel like that. That's why when I say something, they are very excited and then they laugh. You see that? It's like they are happy. But I'm not a very funny person. Yes. I'm funny to the ones who are very free and all, but I'm not a funny person. Where is Martina? Call in. She works with me directly. Yeah, call in.
Yes, Martina,
yes, good evening. Am I a funny person? When was the last time I made you laugh?
Pastor, please, except during the teaching sessions we have on Podbean and Henry meetings.
That's very emphatically true. Yes, very 100%. Except that, did you ask him whether there are any laughter? Oh, Pastor, it's not, I don't have that. Yeah, I'm a very serious person. I might be talking to you, think, it's the teaching sessions, but when you work with me hands-on, I'm not like that. Yeah, I'm not like that. When I say something, I mean what I'm saying. Yeah, and sometimes she'll be smiling. I say, why are you smiling? We're not smiling here. And sometimes it can be very hard, very difficult to work with. Yes. It's true. Except the teaching sessions. When I say something, someone smiles. This person draws closer. I'm a serious person. Yes, I like the way she put it. Except that, so it's even the thing that she gets to. Like, once we hang up now, and I say, do this, do that. There's nothing very funny about it. It's not funny. It's when I'm talking to you and I'm doing this. So you have to know when it's time for laughter and when it's time for very serious business. It's not every time you can be laughing. Yes, it's true. It's very true. You have to know when is that time? When is that time? God is making you move forward, and you will become something very important. Important. You become very, 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 very important. Very important. Very important. And you'll never be caught at a junction where you cannot move. Because you have the word, hey, let's keep moving, on your lips. You have it on your lips. Let's keep moving. It's time to move forward. Let's move forward. Let's move. Let's keep moving. Let's keep at it. Let's continue at it. Let's keep moving. Let's keep moving forward. Let's keep going. Let's keep doing this. Let's keep doing that. Let's keep doing that. Let's move. The same God will help us. Yes. If it has worked for someone, it will work for us. Yes. If no one helps me, I'll still do it. Yes. Let me learn something new. Let's give it a try. Let's start now. I'll never give up on this thing. I know that God is leading me in that direction. I have no time for opposition. I have no time for opposition. No time for opposition. So one time someone called me and said, you know, we are doing this. I said, see, just go ahead and do your work. Yes, and I tried to explain to the person, why? Go ahead and do your work. Don't stay too much on those things. So God is making you strong. In Jesus' name. He's helping you to be firm. He's helping you to be firm. He's helping you to be bold. He's helping you. The last one, I should just give you the last one. I think this one came. Let's give it a try again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Is that you know how to do something again. Yeah. That's why the prophet of God got angry. He said, shoot the arrow. You should have shot it more than 5 times. You just shot once, twice. He said, the thing is done. Let's do it again. Do it again. Do it again. I see you becoming something very, very, very essential. Yeah. Do it again. The fact that it failed for someone does not mean it will fail for you. And the fact that it did not work the previous time does not mean it will work. To work for you in Jesus' name. To work for you in Jesus' name. So you're never going to be caught at a junction of confusion in your life. With these things in your mind, when you get there, you start looking around, which one fits perfectly? Well, this thing, this ministry, you are doing this, it's not good. You know, it's the same God will help me. He'll help me. He'll help me. Respectfully, He'll help me. Yeah, it's working. It's working. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for whosoever is listening to me. And they will not be like Reuben, who is unstable as water. You can ask my mother, or you can ask my father, or anybody. One of the things that are very characteristic of my life is stability. Yeah, I'm very stable. Yeah, when I say, okay, I don't fear. I don't fear. And I count the cost. I sit down and I count the cost. I count the cost before I do. I say, no, this is what I've decided. That's all. I'm stable. Stable. Some of you have made up your mind to be in the ministry. You make your mind up. Eh? The beginning of failure is you not making your mind up. Is when your mind is not made up. You are still open to other varying opinions and then conversations. Yeah, your mind is made. So this is my pastor. My mind is made forever. Whatever that comes is not it, because that is what God has led me, and that is what God has impressed on my heart. Simple. That's all. And you keep moving. You say, even if nobody helps me, God will help me. I'll do it. God will help me. God will help me. Some of you have done something that did not work. You say, no, God, let's give it a do again, a try again. Let's do it again. Do it again. Do it again. And God's grace is going to be mighty upon you, making you unstoppable. making you unstoppable. Yeah, making you unstoppable. Making you unstoppable. Making you unstoppable. Making you unstoppable. 23. Making you unstoppable. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep those words on your heart and keep them on your lips. Maybe tomorrow I'll add some more so that you'll be more fortified. Yes. In Jesus' name. Amen.